morning, everyone. It's so great to see everyone out here. I'm really glad that I can't really see far away because then I'd be able to see just how many of y'all are out there, and that'd make me pretty nervous. I'm Catherine Hurley. You may know me by my parents, Linda and James Hurley. A common thing that I heard over and over this summer was, oh my gosh, Catherine, you've grown up so much. I remember changing your diapers when you were little. Which makes me wonder if my parents would just go to church to get a break from changing my diapers. but I digress. I'm currently a family and child science major at Florida State University, and will be starting my junior year in the fall. This summer, I was blessed to be able to serve as one of the interns for the youth ministry, hence why I'm up here. So today I'll be reading from the book of Mark, chapter 4, 3 through 8. Listen, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell in the rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants, so that they did not bear grain. Still, other seed fell on good soil. It grew up, grew, and produced a crop, some multiplying 30, some 60, some 100 times. The awesome thing about this parable is that it can be used for many different teachings and has many different interpretations. I kind of wish Jesus was more clear-cut with his teachings instead of talking into parables, but I guess where's the fun in that? He wants us to think. After reading this parable, there are three things that stuck out to me. One, it is common that people think that God is the farmer, but I take it to mean also that Christians can be the farmers who are throwing out the seeds. The second thing is some seeds may not stick, but that shouldn't stop the farmer from throwing the seeds. With patience and God's love, who knows what will happen? And lastly, as Christians, we are called to plant seeds. So I'm going to tell y'all a little story. 2 years ago, I was a freshman going into Florida State University, and I decided, how awesome would it be to meet someone new and have a random roommate? And I'm sure you all who went to college have horror stories that you should have told me before. Anyways, I packed all my things, waiting for my roommate, so excited for her to come. She comes in the door. We talked, and I could instantly see that we had different morals, different reasonings behind our actions, and we were very, very not similar. And but as the year went on, we actually got along really well because our personalities were the same, just our brains weren't. And so we ended up hanging out all the time because we lived 5 feet away from each other in the same room. Couldn't get away from her. And we would hang out with the same friends and stuff. And one particular time, we were watching TV. My parents were gracious enough and bought me a very small TV. So small that I had to wear my glasses and sit in a chair right next to it. But I guess that's college, it makes you work harder. Am I right, Mom and Dad? Yeah. Okay. So we were watching TV and hanging out with my friends, and I said something, I don't know what brought it up, but I was like, I wish that one day I have a dream that black and whites will hold hands. And she looks at me and she goes, is that a Jesus thing? And I said, no, that's a Martin Luther King thing. So she would always make comments like that. We would have theological discussions and we were definitely not on the same wavelength. And I would go to church and she'd be like, you're still doing that like every Sunday? I'm like, yeah, that's how it works. So at the end of our freshman year, we were really good friends, and it was the last night, and we were talking about how we're not going to live so close to each other anymore, and we were going to miss each other. And she confessed to me that she looked me up on social media, and she instantly found out that I was a Christian and was really involved in church and stuff like that. And she was very hesitant to have me as a roommate because she thought I was going to be judgy and snooty and judge her for all the things that she did. She then said that I was nothing like she thought at all, and she was so surprised that we got along so well. So that made me feel really good because I wanted to give what good Christians can be like. So I did not know that she was watching my actions and judging me for my religion, but I was glad I did not fail her test. I do not know if Victoria will be a Christian later in life, but I think I planted a seed. At least I like to think so. So that was my first point. My second point is some seeds may not stick right away, but with patience and God's love, the seed may grow. We should not get discouraged if we don't see progress right away. Life is pretty short, and it may take some people years and years before they seek God and they finally nurture and water their seed. I'm sure you all know of the starfish story, but I'm going to say it anyway because it goes along with what I'm saying. An old man walks along a beach and sees a young boy throwing something into the water. As he approaches, he sees hundreds of starfish lining the beach to wash in from the tide. The young boy is rushing around, throwing the starfish back into the water one by one. The old man asks why he bothers. There are too many fish to help them all. He is not going to make a difference. As the young boy flings a starfish into the water, he replies, "It mattered to that one." So we should strive to have the mindset of the young boy. Everyone is important to God, and we should treat them as such. By loving and caring for one another, we can make a difference in people's lives. Even just listening to someone when they had a bad day or helping someone take their groceries to their car can go a long way. I have been blessed to know some amazing people who are on fire for God. I'm sure you've met some of those people too. They make me want to be a better person, so imagine what someone thinks when they don't have the love of Jesus in their heart and they see it radiate from you. They will search for it too so they can feel the joy of the Lord in their heart. Things come to be in God's time, not our time. God can soften a heart and make it fertile ground. We just have to have patience, which I know is very hard. I'm definitely not one to say I have a lot of patience. We may never know the seeds that we have planted, but God is aware of them. As I look into my own life, I think of all of the family and friends who have planted seeds in me and who have helped nurture the growth of my seeds. I have grown up in this church, and I probably couldn't count the number of people who helped the seeds stick in me. The children and youth ministries at this church are wonderful at helping adolescents in their faith walk so that a true foundation is formed. This foundation will help them in the future when their faith is tested, and it will also help them to plant seeds in other people. So my third point is, as Christians, we are called to plant seeds. I'm sure you all know what spiritual gifts are. When I was in middle school, the youth pastor, if you all remember her, Nicole Wade, she was very passionate about spiritual gifts. I think we did it annually or even like every 6 months because she wanted us to know our strengths in Christ. And so we would fill out this test. It was pretty long, actually. And every single time I would rig it so I'd get evangelism as like my top three. So I'd be like, oh my gosh, I got evangelism. Ha ha. Because I felt as a Christian, we have it's the Great Commission, go out and make disciples. So I felt like if that wasn't in my top spiritual gifts, then I was failing. which I'm sure you all know that evangelism is hard. Just sitting with someone and talking about everything. Whew. But I became older and wiser, and I came to realize that evangelizing can just be loving people for who they are and showing God's love in our everyday lives. We don't have to just sit there and like say, accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior right there, because I guarantee you, I mean, sometimes it happens, but it's very, very hard. But being with them every day and loving them and talking to them and being with their walk will make a bigger difference. So I feel as Christians, we unfortunately have the stereotype of judging others. Now, this did not become a stereotype on its own. There had to have been reasoning behind it. I will admit that I find myself judging others, and it's something that I'm not proud of. This unfortunately turns people away from God, the opposite of what Christians are supposed to do. So an example of my own life where I have misjudged others when I shouldn't have is that I, as a Florida State student, is known to dislike the Florida Gators. I had to get a dig in, hold on. I am supposed to dislike the school, the people, and especially their football team. And unfortunately, I had to be an intern with Logan Howell, who goes to Florida, so that was fun. The older I get, the more Gators I meet, and I have soon come to realize that I should not presume them as someone that I dislike because I could be missing out on wonderful friendships. Now, just like I had the wrong impression of Florida fans, we have misjudged other sinners. We need to love people, mistakes and all. The church is for the broken, not for the perfect. By loving others and planting seeds of how wonderful our Lord is, we can help these seeds stick. We may not know that our actions and our words are being watched, and our choices can either push someone towards God or deter them away. So my question that I'm going to leave you with is, how are your actions and words being portrayed by others who have not yet had a seed planted? Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for letting us all gather here today. Please let us be aware of our words and our actions as we try and spread your word and show your love to people who do not know you yet. In the Lord's name I pray. Amen.